You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Pacific Island Forum Leaders meeting is currently in motion with multiple diplomatic events occurring. Today I spoke with Jeffrey Miller, a geopolitical analyst at the Democracy Project, about the forum. I started by asking about Kiribati's decision to withdraw from the forum and what kind of internal factors may have led to this decision.
Yeah, I've read about a range of factors that could have led to this. There's some suggestion that this has got nothing to do with China. There's also some suggestion from others that this has got everything to do with China. Pacific countries, and particularly the likes of Australia and New Zealand, have been at pains to really emphasise unity over the past couple of months, all leading up to this Pacific Islands Forum. And there was a sense that they had sort of achieved that. There was a dispute in the Pacific Islands Forum over leadership, over who would be the next Secretary General. Essentially, there are three main areas in the Pacific. There's Melanesia, which is Solomon Islands and countries around there, near Australia, and then there's Polynesia near New Zealand, and countries like Fiji would fit into that. And then there's Micronesia, which is in the northern Pacific, kind of near Hawaii, if you think of that in your mind's eye. And that includes countries like Kiribati. And so there was a dispute over who would be the next Secretary General in the Pacific Islands Forum. So that was an internal dispute. But that was meant to have been smoothed over about a month ago. They had a special meeting in Fiji about that. But then this is all broken open again at the weekend. And it's unclear exactly as to what the reasons are, whether this is, you know, those old tensions coming to the surface. That could be a lot of it, but there's also a possibility that China is somehow involved in all of this. China has denied that, but you know, Kiribati has been a country that has been a little bit more open to China perhaps than others. So you know, the Pacific is just this big scene at the moment for geopolitical struggles between East and West, and we're seeing that play out at the Pacific Islands Forum this week.
And what will the effects of this move be, or what have they already been, on the diplomacy between the nations present at the forum?
Well, this idea of unity has really been undermined and smashed, really. And it was always quite contrived, I would argue, that there really was this unity in the Pacific Islands Forum. There clearly isn't a unity of views. And, you know, you can go back to Solomon Islands signing a security deal with China back in March and April to find that. So I think it was always quite contrived. And you've seen a number of other countries. Nauru is also not going to the forum. They've said that's because of COVID-19 issues. The Cook Islands Prime Minister is not going. He says it's because of an election there in a few weeks. So that's the Cook Islands Prime Minister, Mark Brown. And so, you know, there are others who are not going or not keen on coming along for various reasons. And it's all beginning to fall apart, I think. And so the grand plan of Australia and New Zealand and the West of you know, striking up unity at this forum, where China is not involved, and coming up with some counter offer to China's offer to Solomon Islands and other Pacific countries that China made earlier this year. I think that plan really is in tatters at the moment.
And the scene for the East and the West that you spoke about is quite apparent in the unusual appearance by the US at the forum. The Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting virtually. What are the motivations for this, do you think, and what effect will it have on the outcomes of the forum?
Yes, this is absolutely huge that Kamala Harris, the US Vice President, is going to be addressing the summit virtually, because a few weeks ago it was decided that there would not be a meeting of the Pacific Islands Forum's dialogue partners, which includes countries like the US, China, European Union, well, it's not a country, but a bloc, and you know, a range of others, the UK, Canada. It was decided that they wouldn't have a dialogue partners meeting at this summit because they wanted to just focus on the internal side of things. But now you've got Kamala Harris kind of steamrolling in, and you know, she's been invited by Fiji. Now, Fiji seems to be tilting a bit more to the west at the moment. They signed on to a US economic agreement called the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework a month or two ago, and it seems that they're sort of on the western side right now. So they've invited the US, but it really undermines this idea that this is all about just the Pacific countries themselves. And the US has kind of muscled in on here, and yeah, that's not going to go down well with China, which is, you know, has been excluded completely from this forum by virtue of cancelling that dialogue partners meeting.
And speaking of Fiji's current inclination to the West, the New Zealand government has announced $10 million in climate change funding for a seed bank in Fiji. What will this cooperation do for relations between New Zealand and Fiji, as well as the rest of the Micronesian nations?
Well, Jacinda Ardern and Penny Wong, the Australian Foreign Minister, and Anthony Albanese, the Australian Prime Minister, they've been talking up climate change a lot as kind of the connection or the rationale for the likes of Australia, New Zealand and the US becoming more interested in the Pacific. So, Jacinda Ardern just mentions climate change a lot when she talks about the Pacific Islands at the moment, and talks a lot about, you know, Pacific being our home. And it's a justification for getting involved. It's a real reason. You know, the Pacific Islands are no doubt on the front lines of climate change, and they're going to be suffering from, you know, the sea level rise, salination of soils and so forth. So there does need to be real action. But I think we need to be clear-eyed that this is in the context of this great power competition between the US and China, between the West and China. And climate change is being used essentially as a tool here, I think, to fight out this competition between East and West, certainly from the Western side. It's a justification for spending up large in terms of money, funneling money into this region. It's called climate change response, but really it's great power response at the moment.
And Jacinda Ardern is set to speak to the Solomon Islands Prime Minister this morning and has said that she's keen to talk about its agreement with China. Do you have any predictions about what might come out of those talks?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think this will just be the first opportunity to meet in person, so I think they'll be just getting a feel for each other's position behind closed doors. You know, it is very different when you're meeting in person versus on Zoom. So I think it is welcome. It's good to have face-to-face diplomacy. It's good to talk and find out where each other's position is. But they really are poles apart at the moment. Solomon Islands and their Prime Minister, they're really not backing down on this agreement with China that was signed earlier in the year. And they kind of resent, I think, that the West is, saying that they can't sign deals, that undermines their sovereignty as a nation in their view. And there's a lot of justification for that position. You know, we don't ask other countries if we can go and do something. I mean, we wouldn't ask Solomon Islands if we could sign an agreement with China or the US. We would make decisions in our own interests. So they've just done that as well. And yeah, you're just seeing this huge competition now, this bidding war in the Pacific. There'll be a lot of money thrown about. And I think the Western countries are just desperate to stop this going any further. I mean, Solomon Islands is bad enough in the Western perspective, and they desperately don't want this spreading as some kind of contagion to other Pacific Islands countries. So, they may have lost, the West may have lost the battle with Solomon Islands signing that deal with China, but in their view, they haven't lost the war yet, and that's really what this is all about.
That was me speaking with Geoffrey Miller, a geopolitical analyst at the Democracy Project, about the Pacific Leaders Forum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.